Every 3 years on this Sunday, we hear the brief story of Martha and Mary. We also hear it every year in the daily celebration at Mass, and usually during the first full week of October. Now, the reason that I remember that we hear about Martha and Mary during the first full week of October is because that is the week of the annual priest retreat for the Diocese of Charlotte. And nearly every year during the priest retreat, we hear about Martha and Mary and being busy about many things and only one thing being important. Now, the retreat master, who is different every year, usually gives the same advice. We should seek to be more like Mary and sit at the feet of Jesus, and less like Martha, who is always busy about many things. Nearly every year, no matter who the retreat master is, it is the same advice. And nearly every year, after the Mass, where we hear about Martha and Mary and are encouraged to be more contemplative, we gather for lunch, and then we hear a program, a presentation about the latest pastoral plan or activity or initiative that we are about to begin. Within the span of 1 hour, I am encouraged to sit at the feet of Jesus, and then very quickly I am told some of the many things about which I will be busy in the coming months. During the retreat last October, I mentioned while sitting at table that I have never completed a form for the diocese that asked me about my spiritual life or how I take time to sit at the feet of Jesus. No one has ever asked me how I'm like Mary. Every form I have ever completed for the diocese asks only, always, and often about my activities and the activities of the parish. There are only forms about how we are Martha. Honestly, it's a little confusing. And maybe you find this event in the lives of Martha and Mary a little confusing too. I mean, are we supposed to spend our lives as followers of the Lord Jesus sitting at the feet of Jesus? That sounds like the advice we get. There doesn't seem to be any room for balance in the text. That sounds like the advice that we get. Set down your work and sit down with Jesus. Wouldn't that be a great program? Set down your work and sit down with Jesus. We could probably make a lot of money if we sold that trademark, that phrase. Set down your work and sit down with Jesus. It sounds like a beautiful invitation. And it is. But it's not the only invitation and example that we have. Abraham and Sarah served the Lord in service and hospitality. The meal was carefully prepared, and the host attended to the visitor's comfort. Moses led the people from the slavery in Egypt and gave them the law of God. David was a warrior and a king. Jeremiah spoke words of truth to the powerful and words of hope to the faithful. Paul served the Lord in preaching, prayer, travel, suffering, and writing. We have lots of examples of people of faith who were active in the service of the Lord in the Scriptures. We have lots of examples of great saints in our history who were active in so many things. We have lots of examples of people in our community who share their lives and share their faith, serving the poor, teaching those who want to learn, caring for the sick, and welcoming the stranger. With the great examples from the Scriptures, the saints, and our own community, I'm still a little confused about the story of Martha and Mary. What are we supposed to do? Maybe we can look at it differently. Maybe we can look at Martha and Mary and focus not on what they are doing, but simply on where they are. Martha and Mary are close to Jesus, serving and sitting. They are close to Jesus. Sitting and serving, Mary and Martha are near the Lord. And whether we are sitting or serving, whether we are busy about many things or focused on only one thing, we are near the Lord Jesus. And we have come to the celebration of the Eucharist, and we are close to Jesus. We admit our faults and meet His mercy. We listen to His word and we offer our prayers. We bring the sacrifice of our lives, the offering of the many things we are busy about, and we unite them to the one sacrifice of Jesus. And here the Lord Jesus gives us the gift of Himself. He feeds us with His body and blood. He strengthens us to sit with Him and to serve Him. So sitting or serving, we will stay close to Jesus. Amen.